The U.S. Postal Service recently announced an end to Saturday delivery. People will stop receiving letters on Saturdays by the end of summer. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, a postal reform bill is expected before then, and bypass mail will likely be targeted for reforms.
Seven short words in Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution assure that everyone in Alaska will receive their mail. The Congress shall, the Constitution reads, establish post offices and post roads. In 1971, Congress mandated a sea change. The Postal Service now needed to function as a self-sustaining business, without federal dollars. A year later came another change, bypass mail. The Postal Service would pay private air carriers to deliver mail and packaged goods to bush communities in Alaska, bypassing the Postal Service completely. Stephen Hatter is deputy commissioner at the Alaska Department of Transportation. He says the state does not pay anything for bypass mail.
It's just a very important component to serving rural Alaska. And it cuts across the private sector. It cuts across state government. There are other agencies besides Alaska Department of Transportation that both benefit from and are interested in the long-term outcome of policy with bypass mail.
That public policy Hatter mentions is federal. Bypass mail is a partnership between the Postal Service and the Federal Department of Transportation. DOT sets the rates, and the Postal Service pays for the program. It's bleeding money, and it has been since the program began. A USPS Inspector General report showed the bypass system lost more than $70 million in 2010.
There are some inherent inefficiencies in it.
Daryl Issa is a San Diego area Republican who chairs the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Long a critic of bypass mail, he now says the government needs to maintain the program. Issa traveled to and around Alaska last year without any of the Alaska congressional delegation alongside him. He came back a convert, saying he sees the necessity of the program. One of the bypass inefficiencies he's looking to change is the requirement that planes carry both freight and people. The post office pays four large carriers and 22 smaller ones to deliver the packages. In turn, it assures a steady stream of flights to smaller airports. Critics say it subsidizes the aviation industry at a cost to anyone who pays for stamps. Postage is the only way the post office makes money. Issa says he'll look at the frequency of flights and which planes the carriers are sending to different airports.
We have small amounts. The dual use makes a lot of sense.
Because, he says, if there's not much mail, it makes sense to sell more seats.
In some cases, we have a 737, a freight going every single day. It may not make sense to make sure that there are seats on every single flight.
Issa did not say whether he'd push to require the state to contribute to the program. The notion alone scares Stephen Hatter.
We don't really want to get into what ifs in terms of the state picking up any subsidies at some point.
People on Capitol Hill say a reform bill will need to come before July. Last Congress, the Senate passed a version, only to see it founder in the House. Senator Mark Begich says he's ready to make another go.
I will do everything I can to ensure that what we passed last year, which protected bypass mail, will continue this year.
But the real fight in postal reform will not be whether the post office pays for a program it doesn't operate, but over congressional requirements that the Postal Service pay future benefits for future retirees. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.